important. But first, we meet a lady who knows what it's like to deal with addiction and endure incarceration. This incredible woman made it out. And then, after spending years working her way to the top in business, Kim Carter left a successful career to start San Bernardino's Time for Change organization and give back by giving women and children the tools they need to overcome homelessness, addiction, family separation, mental and physical abuse, and the effects of incarceration. Cal State San Bernardino master's student Misha Sisakin visited Phoenix Square in San Bernardino recently and asked Kim to describe what led her to her own incarceration and addiction years ago.
I can say today, looking back, that what led to my addiction and my years of incarceration was the fact that I was abused at a young age, and that abuse turned inward, and so I was on a self-destructive path. But today, I'm excited to say that I'll be celebrating 20 years clean and sober, March 15, 2013.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What happened that you suddenly knew it was time for change?
I wouldn't say I suddenly knew. It was what happened was the opportunity afforded itself. I was able to get into a drug and alcohol program through my incarceration, and that program was called Forever Free. And it was there that I learned that I needed to heal from those past abuses and that I would never be feel whole again unless I received some help.
Did you find the kinds of programs you needed to change your life?
Well, I was out there in my addiction. I didn't find the programs, nor did I even know they existed. But again, once I went into prison the last time, I was a part of a pilot program called Forever Free. And there they took 200 of the worst cases, and they provided us with some mental health treatment and drug and alcohol counseling. And I was afforded the opportunity to learn about my past abuses and how that had harmed my thinking and my ability to move forward in life. And so thank God, again, that I was able to be a part of that pilot program. And so that pilot program helped me get on this track where I am today.
What made you decide to start your own program to fill in the gaps in the system?
I can say that I was truly led by God. I had been working at the National Orange Show for 10 years. I was comfortable. I had my job, my house, my car, my husband. But the Lord wanted me to use my past experiences as a vehicle to help other women who was entrapped and enslaved the same way that I was. So I began Time for Change Foundation in an effort to provide that place where women can come from past abuses and have an opportunity in order to heal from those abuses so they can become productive members of society. I kept thinking back for so many years that I really had wanted to change, but I never had a place to change at. And that's exactly what happens at Time for Change Foundation. We give them the place in order to recreate life.
You're truly doing some good things here.
Thank you.
If you just joined us, I'm Misha Sisakin, and we're speaking with Kim Carter, the founder of San Bernardino's Time for Change Foundation. The program provides women and children with the necessary tools to recover from homelessness, addiction, family separation, mental and physical abuse, and the effects of incarceration. Kim herself has been called a hero by Loma Linda University, Bank of America, KCET Los Angeles, Washington Mutual, and many more. Kim, what is the most important thing necessary in order for someone to completely turn their life around?
I feel that the desire has to come from within, number one. So the person has to be ready and willing to change. Second, that change needs to be met with an opportunity. Because you can have the strongest desire to change, but if you're entrapped by your environment and conditions that hold you down, then you won't ever be able to break the cycle. That's why it's important that we have a place that you can call home where it's not drug infested, gang infested, abuse taking place in the home, and where families, women in particular, and the children have a place to heal in order to transform their lives. So I think it's twofold. You know, it's not a case of the individual can do this alone. You can't do this by yourself. We as people, we are a connected society, and everything interconnects. So as an individual, we need to connect with the positivity in order to create a positive lifestyle.
Do the folks that come through Time for Change Foundation often come back and inspire you further?
Well, I can tell you that I am truly amazed that all of the women who have gone on and done so well, we're in our 11th year of existence, so I have many stories. But the one that comes to mind today is the one that just happened last week, and it was Crystal. She left an abusive situation, her and her son, Eric, and she came into our shelter program. Well, today, Crystal has her own apartment, and just last week, she was able to gain full-time employment. And so what's exciting is that when I heard her come in and she was screaming and yelling, "I got a job, I got a job," I was like, "Oh, my God, somebody in the front got a job," because my office is in the back. So I go up there to see what's going on. She goes, Miss Carter, I was so ready. I was so confident. I knew I had it. I killed that interview. I did a great job." And so we have a Work to Win program that we had train our clients on how to prepare for interviews and do resumes and interview really well. And she was so confident because of the skills that we was able to provide to her that she really went in there and she showed that to that employer. And he not only interviewed her that same day, he hired her that same day. And so we just know that the things that we do at Time for Change has a ripple effect. So now we know that that family is able to support themselves, become a taxpayer citizen. She's able to care for her son and she has her own home. So one of the things that Time for Change Foundation that we do is that we end homelessness. We do not recycle homeless families. We end their homes and we put them on a path or a trajectory where they're able to be self-sufficiency. We have a really great program right now. It's called Positive Future. That Positive Future program is actually a federal grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Act. It's a federal award, $1.2 million in order to help women who are transitioning from incarceration back into this community. As you guys know, we work with women from all walks of life, those that have been incarcerated and those that have died. But our goal is to take women and help rebuild them into positive families so they can take care of their children.
Now, can people who are homeless, addicted to substances, separated from their family, who have been abused or incarcerated, actually turn their lives around?
Definitely. People can always change the course of their lives. It's never too late. And we believe at Time for Change Foundation that everyone is deserving of a home that is nurturing and supportive. And what we have found is that instead of giving a person a hand out, we offer a hand up. That people who have a desire to change their life are looking for the opportunity. And at Time for Change, we open that door and we allow them to come in order to make that change. It's no accident or mistake that we've had over 547 women transformed through our organization. We've been successful here in San Bernardino County, and we continue to get results. Today, you're standing in the Phoenix Square, our first affordable housing project, where we develop our own housing so that women who have had prior experiences with eviction or prior experiences with incarceration or poor credit could still access housing. And they're living here, and you see a wonderful and decent manner. And again, they're turning back to the community. They are part of the PTA. They're going to the city council meetings. They're helping out with the schools. They're volunteering. They're doing civic engagement. They help clean the park. So these are people who just went away back into the fuller society to become whole again.
Yeah, I mean, it's evident.
Well, we're excited to be here in San Bernardino County. We have expansion efforts. People know that we're serious about change at Time for Change Foundation. So those who want to change, come to our program. There's a lot of accountability. There's a lot of tracking. There's a lot of measurement. A lot of evaluation to ensure that our families are on track to become successful.
Yeah, and it's definitely evident that you truly love what you're doing here.
I love what I'm doing, and I do believe this is the purpose that God has for me in my life. So people know that I'm very persistent. I don't take no for an answer, but I get great results.
As we can clearly see. Kim Carter, thank you for reminding us that change is always possible and for your work in making that change possible.
And thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to My Awesome Empire.